Yes, my subject is God done moved. Now, okay, I came up, you know, in the South, and some stuff we said wasn't really correct English, but it made the point. Now, my point tonight is that of all the great things God has done for his people, oh my Lord, he gave us his word, his creative power he gave to us. We have the right to speak his words and use his creative power. Not only that, we've been redeemed. Colossians 1 and 12, you can read it when you get a chance. Colossians 1 and 12 says he qualified us to partake of the inheritance. He delivered us from the power of darkness. He translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. And in him, we have redemption. We already redeemed. We don't have to wait for heaven. We are redeemed right now. Our value has changed from slaves to owners. Oh my God, that's an awesome thing. Then the scripture says, we are new creation. If any man be in Christ, he is a new species. Did you know you're a new species? Old things have passed away, and behold, all things are become new. We are new species. We don't eat the same stuff. I mean, we eat the same physical food, but there's a spiritual food we eat now, and that's the word of God, and we grow by the word of God. Then here's a point here that I want everybody to know. Of all the benefits God has given to us, one benefit is probably above all the rest of them. And that benefit is that God Almighty has come and made his home permanently inside your body. Did you know that? I know we talk it all the time. Yes, yes, I'm the temple of the living God. But did you know that God himself, in the person of the Holy Spirit, is living inside your body? Boy, I think we'd act different. I think our behavior would be different if we really did recognize the fact that God himself has moved permanently inside of us. Jesus said, I'm going to pray the Father, and he's going to send a comforter who will abide with you forever. I think that's St. John, the 14th chapter, around 16th verse, somewhere around there. It says, I'm going to pray the Father. He's going to send a comforter, and he is going to abide with you forever. This is a permanent residence, God Almighty. Now, those of us who have studied scripture, we know that it was really nervous when they got around the presence of God. Only one person, high priest, he had to be washed. He had to be sanctified. He had to be certainly, he had to be ready to get into the presence of God. Only one person, the high priest, one time a year could go into the Holy of Holies. He had to come sprinkling blood. It was really a nervous thing. I understand the garment that he wore had bells on it, because if he fell dead there, nobody could go in. They'd have to pull him out if they heard the bell stop ringing. Wow. The presence of God was so powerful. There are people that went in there and they died. Oh my God. Somebody touched the ark one time and they fell dead. The presence of God is an awesome thing. I understand that the Jews didn't even want to speak his name, you know, just haphazardly. They took the vowels out of his name so they wouldn't call it in vain. This is how powerful this God is. But do you know, in my lifetime and in your lifetime, God has made his home in us? The scriptures tell us in the book of Matthew, the 27th chapter, around the 51st verse, says when Jesus died, that the veil of the temple was torn from the top to the bottom. Now, it was 4 inches thick and 20 feet high, and yet it was torn. The veil that separated everything from the Holy of Holies, from the presence of God. And the scriptures let us know. Now, where was God? It looks like his presence left the Holy of Holies, the holiest place there was, left that place. Where did he go? Jesus said, Acts 1 and 8, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Oh my God. The indwelling of God in men is a fairly new design. It's fairly new in the move of God. When I say new, I'm talking about coming into the new covenant, the new arrangement that we have. The arrangement that we have right now is that God has moved from being outside of men, from being in the hills. You know, I heard David say, I will lift up mine eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. But did you know that God has moved to the inside of you? You know, we're going to have to take a moment. We're going to have to take some time and really catch our minds up to that. Do you mean to tell me the eternal God, the God Almighty, has made his home inside of us? Yes. The scripture I read to you in 1 Corinthians, it said, don't you know, do you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Wow. So many people make that statement. We are the temple of God, but then don't act on it. So many people make, so many believers understand that God, that we are the temple of the living God, but never access the power of that. Now, the Holy Spirit is a person, and we've been dealing the last few times I've gotten before you and start teaching this, we've been dealing with insights into the unseen. Well, here's another further insight. Here's something, here's somebody you can't see. You cannot see the Holy Ghost, but God has designed that the unseen will rule the seen. And he has designed that a person, the Holy Spirit, that person is to live permanently inside you. Jesus said, me and my Father, we're going to come and we're going to live inside you. This is surely unique. That also makes us certainly new creation, that we should be beings that God inhabits. He's not just on the outside. Now, if you know that God is on the inside of you, it's kind of a shame for us to know that and then not have access to that. If we have access to the fact, now understand something. In this life, there are physical facts and then there is truth. There's a difference. Facts, you can see, touch, taste, smell, hear. They're from the five senses, physical facts. But believers have access to something I always call the sixth sense, beyond the five senses. I'm telling you, God has not designed for us in any way to be normal. I often say, ain't nobody got time for normal being a believer. God himself, did you know you're the temple? I gotta keep saying that. Did you know you are the temple of the living God? If you know you're the temple of the living God, then, you know, during this time of COVID, I mean, things really made us turn around and look at things differently because we could not gather together in the building. But that's okay. I mean, yes, I miss the people too. Yeah, I miss the assembling of ourselves together too as well. But God has designed you that his Holy Spirit is inside your body. You don't have to come to any building and think that he's there. Now, yes, we call it the house of God because it's the place we worship and we should join ourselves together. But you are designed uniquely that the presence of God himself has moved from the outside to the inside. And since God is on the inside of you, that changes everything. Now, the experience of being filled with the Spirit has been so dynamic. Even in the book of Acts, it tells you people being filled and they spoke with tongues and people thought they were drunk with new wine. And those of you who have been filled with the Spirit, you know it's a powerful experience to be filled with the presence of God. Oh my Lord, it's powerful. Some people fall out. Some people just cry. Some people shake. Some people move. Some people run. And some people just speak just in tongues. The tongues just roll. Because it's the presence of God. And it's a wonderful thing to understand that you are blessed to have God inside you. But the problem is, that experience is so great that many people think if they don't have the same experience that they're not experiencing the same power. And that's not true. the fact that you have had a dynamic experience with God, that's just the beginning. That's just the beginning. I heard people say, you know, when they talk about being filled with the Spirit, they talk about being filled with it. I didn't get it yet. I didn't have it yet. People who have not been filled, I didn't get it. Or some people will say, I got it. This is not an it. This is not it. This is Him. You were filled with Him. And once He fills you, understand He lives in there. He lives inside your body. Oh my God. And if He lives inside your body, that changes everything. Why is it that some people still seem to be stuck in old covenant thinking, that the presence of God, you know, lies in a building somewhere? He's no longer in bricks and mortar. He done moved. Where is He? Inside your being. It's time for us to grow away just from having an experience. It's not just the shaking and moving. It's not just the speaking in tongues. It is now that a spiritual fact has come about, and that is that God Almighty, the Holy Spirit, has moved to the inside of you. Since He's moved to the inside of you now, it's not just an experience. If you don't shake, if you don't move, even if sometimes you don't speak in tongues, His presence is still there. Now, it's different when you have an experience and you have a person. If you just rely on an experience, then you're going to try to get that experience again, and you don't feel like you're having church until you have an experience. But the presence of God has moved. The way God is dealing with people now is He is living inside of them. But He will not disturb you. He's not going to be like demons. He's not going to force you. He's not going to manipulate you. He is called the Comforter and the Helper. He has come alongside you to help you in a situation. You grab a hole, He grabs a hole, and He grabs a hole with His power. That scripture that talks about the Spirit helpeth our infirmities, helpeth is a word that says He takes hold together with you against that thing. Why did God fill us with His presence? Why is He living inside of us? He lives inside of us so that your life will be totally different. So that you, walking around on 2 feet, will be experiencing divine nature every day. We can get in touch with His divine nature, His presence, and His power daily. Daily. Those who have ventured in to take time and spend time with the Holy Spirit understand that it's a dynamic experience. There's nothing like spending time with this person who's on the inside of us. You know, there is a scripture that says, with men, some things are impossible, but not with God. With God, all things are possible. So now, you are not just a man anymore. You are not just a woman. You are now with God. Why do I say with God? Because He's on the inside now. That makes impossibilities possible. Now nothing is impossible. Why? Because you have Him on the inside. But you can live as a believer and still, you know, I've noticed we are filled with His presence. God has moved to the inside of us. The scripture says, greater is He who is in me than he who is in the world. But many Christians, some of you, and I know myself, I face things from time to time and I just say, boy, I can't take any more of this. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. But that's because I relied on my own intellect. I relied on my own strength. I relied on my own capacity. I stopped thinking about the fact that He lives inside me. The Holy Spirit is permanently living inside every believer, inside you and inside me. Now, but if you don't acknowledge Him, if you don't access that power, He's a gentleman. He's not going to move. He's grieved because he can handle every problem you got. Every situation you have that you need an answer for, the answer is in the Holy Ghost who is living inside you. The scripture lets us know in the book of James, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. How do you ask? How do you tap into the wisdom of God? When you're praying in tongues, those of you who've been filled with the Spirit, when you pray in tongues, you're speaking the mysteries. I heard one person say he would pray in tongues for a few minutes and then say, Lord, now tell me what I prayed. Tell me in my own language what I prayed. And he said each time the Lord would reveal to him what he said and God would show him things to come. That's what Jesus said. Jesus said, when the Comforter is come, he will show you things to come. Nothing is really supposed to sneak up on us and surprise us if we would tap into the Holy Resident on the inside of us. Now, if you've been like me, you know, for a while now, I've been, you know, just moving along, not acknowledging the person of the Holy Spirit that's inside my body. I tell you, this woke me up when I read about it again. You know, you can be in the Lord. You can live in the Lord for years and still overlook some things. But when I read once again about the fact that the Comforter is living permanently inside me, that all the potential power there is in God is living inside me. So James tells us, look, this is what you do. You ask God. He will give you wisdom liberally. What do I mean? When I ask God for wisdom, I just begin to pray in the Spirit, begin to pray in the language that the Holy Ghost gives me. My mind is unfruitful. It doesn't know what I'm saying, but that's okay. I understand that knowledge and understanding is no longer just an exercise of the mind, but it is a condition of my spirit. And so now, as I face things, every morning I'm getting up. I remember Benny Hinn wrote a book a long time ago, and you know, many miracles have happened in his ministry. But he's a person that wrote a book, and the title of the book was Good Morning, Holy Spirit. When he had a family that rejected him, he would close his door and spend hours upon hours with the Holy Ghost. He had conversations and communication and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. When he came out of his room, miracles start happening because he had spent so much time acknowledging the person who was living on the inside of his body. How many of us have neglected? We're born again. The Lord has redeemed us. He made us new creation. And he filled us with his presence. And yet we have neglected to tap into the power that is resident inside us. Now, you're going to have to spend some time with him. If you expect the blessing from the Lord, you're going to have to turn some TV. You're going to turn TV off. You're going to have to turn some things off and understand. First of all, acknowledge how, if you went in somebody's house and you stayed with them and they walked in the door and you were there and you never said anything to them, how rude would that be? Now, if something is just an experience, that's one thing. But if it's a person, God has been living inside your body ever since you got born again. Have you recognized him? When you get up in the morning, do you say, good morning, Holy Spirit? Do you acknowledge his presence? I challenge you, over the next week, over this next week, every time you get up in the morning, every time you think about it, I want you to acknowledge the presence of the Holy Spirit inside you, the one living inside you. Now, we're going to have to do this by faith because he is, once again, he's in the unseen realm. You're going to have to do this by faith. You're going to have to get up in the morning, get yourself dressed, and you're going to have to acknowledge the presence of the Holy Ghost and say, Holy Spirit within me, I'm about to face a situation now, and I expect your presence and your power with me in this meeting. Or when you face adversity, you're going to have to say, Holy Spirit living within me, I acknowledge your presence. I'm about to face some adversity. I expect expect you to step up and step out. When we begin to acknowledge this great work of God, because my title is God Done Moved. Some people are still singing, "We need a touch from you. Lord, we can't move until we get a touch from you." Can you imagine God Almighty living on the inside of you and you praying for a touch? He's on the inside of you. His presence and his power is readily available to everyone who will reach out to him. You need to spend more time in the Holy Ghost. Yes, I talked about imagination last week and how those images in our mind have to be from the Word of God, and then they begin to come forth. But I want you to get the image today that there is a person living inside of you, and it ain't just any old person. This is the Holy Ghost. This is the Holy Spirit of God, creative force, power, unlimited, needs to be unleashed, waiting to be unleashed. But he's not going to do things for you. The Holy Ghost is not doing it for you. He's going to do it with you, or he's going to do it through you. Did you know, Paul said here, do you know you're the temple of the Holy Ghost? God is no longer dwelling just in temples made with brick and wood and mortar and stone. He has moved. He has moved to the inside of us. Now, I want you to spend time with the Holy Spirit inside. If you've ignored him, do what I did. I said, "Lord, please forgive me. Forgive me. You've been inside me all this time, and I've been coming up against problems, and I've been coming up against situation. How can a person who is filled with the Spirit of God move into a depressed state if you have him living on the inside of you? How can we allow the curse to come on us with sickness and all manner of things if you have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you? It's because we have not accessed this power. It's because we have him there and he sits, probably with hands folded, sitting, waiting for us to realize who this is inside of us. Romans, the 8th chapter says, if the Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall quicken your body. I'm talking to people who have been infected with cancer and who have been infected with all manner of diseases. If he raised up Jesus' body from the dead and he was dead, if he raised him up, what can he do to your body if you access that power and acknowledge he's there? But you're going to have to put in the work. You're going to have to put into work on your behalf. He's there as the comforter. Jesus said, if I go not away, the comforter will not come. But if I go away, I'm sending him to you. What does that mean? That means for the rest of your days, you ought to make some noise. You ought to make an impact in this earth. It's not just you, it's you with God inside you. You ought to make a mark that cannot be erased. You ought to make a wound in your enemy that he'll never recover from. Why? Because it's not just you. You are inhabited by the divine presence of God Almighty. If we will access that presence, he will illuminate our minds. If we access that presence, he will give direction to our spirits. Now stop stepping out on your own. Stop acting like you're by yourself. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. God said, I'm living inside them. I'm living inside them. This is a different time and age than any other time known to mankind. I tell you, this thing excited me. A couple of weeks ago, I read it. I'd studied it before, but I read it again. I'm telling you what it has done to me. I've said to the Lord, from this day forward, for the rest of my life, I will acknowledge the presence of the Holy Ghost inside my body. Things will never be the same again. I will look at impossible situations and laugh because I know the greater one is in me now. greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. Once again, I want to challenge you. Every day you get up, every day you wake up, acknowledge this move of God. This, by far, to me, is the greatest move of God ever done unto men. Of all the things that God has done for us, redeemed us, washed us in his blood, forgiven us of our sins, raised us up and made us sit in heaven. Of all the things that God has done for men, this is the greatest there is. And that is that he done moved. He's moved to the inside of you now, and God operates from the inside. But you will not see him and experience him if you do not acknowledge him, if you do not access that power, and if you do not allow him and put him to work on your behalf. He is waiting. He's waiting for time with you now. Spend time with the Holy Spirit and see what God has designed for your life. Oh my God, this to me is exciting. You can tell I'm excited about it. I will never be the same ever again. I've been preaching a long time. I've been in ministry more than 40, more than 50 years. But I tell you this, this revelation has awakened my spirit. And now I'm ready for the rest of my days here on this earth. It's not just gonna be Pastor Al. There's my time. Not just going to be Pastor Al, but it's going to be Pastor Al infilled with the Holy Spirit, allowing the Holy Spirit within to work on my behalf. I hope you got something out of that word just now. I tell you, it really has changed me. And if you were blessed by it, then we always like you to sow a seed, if you will. Sow a seed into the ministry. If you just text WOE online to 77977, if this has blessed your life, whenever something blesses my life, I gotta prepare a seed for this thing. I gotta prepare a seed, and I gotta sow my seed into it because I know it's anointed. If this blessed you today, do so. And until the next time we get together around this word, blessings and favor in your life, in Jesus' name.